Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samach Dalet, and we've learned the Simon Beis. I just want to clarify one point. We mentioned the concept of the Rochukim Halta. We gave the example in regards to a Talmud Chacham. So the question would come up in a scenario where you see a Talmud Chacham driving down the road in a car. Do you have a Chiyuv Amida? The Gemara discusses the Chiyuv Amida in regards to a Talmud Chacham riding on a horse. And the Mora says, Rochukim Halta, therefore there's a Chiyuv Amida for the Talmud Chacham. The question comes up in regards to a car, and the Poskim say that the car would be different. Why is the car different? Because the car is a Rishus Biftei Atzmai. So Talmud Chacham is not in the same Rishus as you, there's no Chiyuv Amida. An animal is not a defined Rishus, but the car is large enough and enclosed, etc., that it has a din of its own Rishus. In regards to Choshabas, inside of a car is Rishus HaYochid. It's large enough to be a Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, the Talmud Chacham is at a different Rishus. So a person sees a Talmud Chacham driving down the road, and there's no Chiyuv Amida in that situation. Okay, let's start Siman Gimel. So the Chayyadim says, Emi Spalin Tfilas Adarach Elim In Yesh Lelech Al Kaponim Parsa. So the distance that a person needs to travel for the Chiyuv of Tfilas Adarach is a Parsa. And this is true even nowadays that we travel by car. That shear remains the shear. Parsa is 4 mil. A mil is also known as 2,000 amos. So that's the regular tum for Shabbos is 1 mil. And a parsa is 4 times that. So the distance of four mil is 8,000 amos. Now, the question is, how long is an amma? How do you calculate it in an amma? And then we can calculate this into feet and then into miles. So there's a machlokes between Rabbi Aram Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. Whether we look at the length of an amma is basically going to be 1.5 feet, or we look at an amma is going to be closer to 2 feet. So if we look at an amma at 1.5 feet, so we would take 8,000 and multiply it times 1.5, and that's 12,000 feet. You divide it by the length of a mile, which is 5,280. So that gives you a little bit over 2 miles. Gives you about two and a quarter miles. If you calculate an amma at being 2 feet, so 8,000 ammas is 16,000 feet, so that's going to be a little bit over 3 miles. So a person is planning to travel a distance outside of the city, beyond the city limits, where there it's not an inhabited place, so a person will be chayv until Zadarach, and that's true even nowadays. Now, the Gemara discusses the din of that Tfilas Adarach requires a parsa. That's one explanation of the shear that the Gemara is giving, is the total distance that you're traveling. Rashi understands that the Tfilas Adarach has to be said within the first parsa of travel. That's why we mentioned, preferably a person should try and say Tfilas Adarach as early on in the trip as possible, but at the same time a person has to be outside of the city limits, because most places can hold that you're not chayv until Sederach, until you leave the city limits. So nowadays, that's not so clear exactly when you leave the city limits. You have to wait till that point. You might have already passed your first parsa of your travel. Now, what about if a person did not say till Sederach within the first parsa of travel? What happens then? So the Chayyadim continues and says, Afilo holach kvar kama parsos v'shachach v'lo hispalo. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like Rashi, that the person can say Tfilas Adarach after the first parsa, but he can only say it as long as there's still one more parsa of travel. And that's another understanding of what the Gemara says, that the din of parsa in regards to Tfilas Adarach. It means if there's a parsa left, you can say Tfilas Adarach. Abim ein loy lelech parsa, ein l'tzarech l'vorech, mikol mokom yermena b'loy bracha l'besoif. If a person does not have a parsa left, he realizes and he's mile and a half away from his destination, so he's within the a parsa of the place where he's going. He would not say Tfilas HaDerech with a bracha, but he could say it without a bracha, and therefore he should say it without a bracha. Then he says, "V'Haderech Mokem Masukin B'Yoser." So the Chayyim talks about a case where the place he's traveling has added elements of danger above and beyond the regular situation. So the Chayyim holds that a person can say Tfilas HaDerech in that situation, even though there's less than a parsa. And we'll talk about that more, B'ez Hashem, in the following shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.